You're listening to SBS News.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met with Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan on Sunday and expressed love for the people of Armenia.
Normally when we come to a country, it's out of to pay respects, to listen, to learn. But I can truly say that with this delegation coming here to Armenia, we come and bring the love of the American people, the respect for your government, and the love for the people of Armenia. So thank you for the hospitality.
Ms. Pelosi says her trip had significance following the deadly attacks by Azerbaijan on Armenian territory that triggered border clashes in which over 200 people were killed.
Our meeting, again, had a particular importance to us because of the focus on security following the illegal and deadly attacks on us by the Azerbaijan on the Armenian territory. We strongly condemn those attacks, we and our delegation, and on behalf of Congress, which threatens prospects for much-needed peace agreement.
Azerbaijan's attacks commenced on Tuesday, the 13th of September of 2022, just after midnight, and featured intensive shelling of positions within the recognized borders of the Republic of Armenia, using drones, artillery, and large-caliber weapons in the direction of Goris, Sotk, and Jermuk. A shelling campaign also took place targeting the villages of Karmershuka and Tagavard in the Republic of Artsakh's Martuni region. Armenia's Human Rights Defender's Office reports that some 2,570 civilians in the country's eastern Gegharkunik province have been forced to leave their homes due to the fighting along the Armenia-Azerbaijan border. Azerbaijan, backed by Turkey, rejects those claims. Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev claims Armenia was the aggressor.
But unfortunately, on September the 13th of this year, Armenia committed a large-scale military provocation in the region of the state border with Azerbaijan. The armed forces of Azerbaijan resolutely suppressed this provocation. This provocation is a huge blow to the process of normalizing relations between the two countries. All responsibility for this lies with the military political leadership of Armenia.
Ms. Pelosi cast her trip to Armenia, which is wedged between Azerbaijan, Georgia, Turkey, and Iran, as an attempt to strengthen support for what she cast as a beacon of democracy. Mr. Pashinyan says he appreciated the visit of the U.S. delegation.
We appreciate the very clear position of United States connected with the last escalation and, to be more precise, the aggressive action and aggression from Azerbaijan against Armenia, and of course the clear formulations by the U.S. government makes us appreciate that, because it is very important for us.
Ms. Pelosi says it was clear that the border fighting was triggered by Azeri assaults on Armenia and that the chronology of the conflict should be made clear. The Prime Minister of Armenia says Ms. Pelosi is a reliable friend.
I would like to express our appreciation personally to you, Madam Speaker, for your personal efforts and input for the recognition of Armenian genocide by United States, and I know the efforts of your delegation as well, and it is really appreciated, and only from that fact, all Armenians are considering you as a reliable friend of Armenians and Armenia.
Ms. Pelosi's remarks drew an unusually strong rebuke from the Azerbaijani government, which stated she was endangering the peace in the Caucasus. Baku says Armenian sabotage units tried to mine Azeri positions, prompting soldiers to respond. Armenia says that narrative is Azeri disinformation. Michael Kolokosian is the executive director of the Armenian National Committee in Australia.
Well, firstly, regardless of what Azerbaijan states, there's only one country with foreign forces sitting in another. That's Azerbaijan. This wave of aggression is not unprecedented, and time and again we've seen dictator Aliyev's warmongering policies on display.
Mr. Kolokosian says the Armenian community is concerned about Australia's silence and is calling on the Labour government to take a stance.
Australia seems to be prioritising its victims and is only quick to condemn certain regimes in certain parts of the world. We've appealed to Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister, Senator Penny Wong, demanding Australia outright condemns Azerbaijan's attacks against Armenia. And this appeal follows calls by Simon Birmingham, Australia's Shadow Foreign Affairs Minister, who joined colleagues in federal, state and local government by calling on Canberra to signal clear and unambiguous support for the protection of Armenian civilians and civilian infrastructure. So this sets a strong precedent for the Australian government and all political diplomatic representatives to follow.
Liberal Senate leader, Shadow Foreign Minister and Senator for South Australia, Simon Birmingham, took to Twitter last week calling for an end to hostilities and for the Australian government to do more to show its support for Armenia. This is Mr. Birmingham's tweet.
We strongly support calls for an immediate end to hostilities along the Armenia-Azerbaijan border and an end to the reported targeting of civilians, their homes and civilian infrastructure inside Armenia. We share the concerns of the US and the EU at this increase in cross-border tension and a further escalation of regional instability. We call on the Australian government to signal clear and unambiguous support for the protection of Armenian civilians and civilian infrastructure according to international law, and Australia's strong support for regional peace and stability and the protection of sovereign borders.
Mr. Kolokosian says Australia is pandering both sides of the conflict.
Australia's silence is bordering on complicity in Azerbaijan's violation of Armenia's territorial integrity and human rights. The silence by the international community, including Australia, provides Azerbaijan with a green light to continue its barbaric invasion into the borders of Armenia as they are recognised by the Commonwealth of Australia. So it's time for Australia to end its silence and name the aggressor as Azerbaijan, avoiding the pandering both-sidism that is emboldening the Aliyev dictatorship's campaign of ethnically cleansing the Armenian homeland and the Armenian inhabitants.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.